Don't engage alone. We do this together.
Somebody clip this one.
Welcome to Under Two Capes. I'm Jared. I'm here with Taladia Plays. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys, I got a new haircut. What can I say?
Apparently, he's taking after me now. You could say Jared from Comics League was the blueprint. So today we are talking about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League again. Now, Here's where we're going to talk about this. Because we have heard the arguments that is disrespectful to characters, particularly Batman. So you know what? Taladi and I were thinking, we're like, how would we do it in terms of like, if we were like behind this, how could they have made it less disrespectful, but still follow relatively the same story? So we're going to start off and talk about why did people find it disrespectful? So let's talk about that. So Taladia, let me start off by asking you this. Why do you think people believed that Suicide Squad was like disrespectful to the characters?
Well, because like the way I see it is the Arkham community felt disrespected because they felt cheated. And the fact was that we were killing Batman, the Arkham Batman that we know.
Yeah, that Batman, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, but we're killing him off. And essentially, the way he was killed off was so disrespectful to them. It was like so disrespectful. And I'm just like, well, is it though really? We don't even know if it's the... At the time, it was like, we don't even know if it's the real Batman at that point, right?
Spoiler alert, it's not. Well, it's the not, other thing yeah. is like the one part where I disagree with the people that I'd say was disrespectful is when they said that like Boomerang peed on the Flash. I'm like, he didn't. He got it's, yeah. They stopped him. There's
he tried to,
which is in character with Boomerang, but Deadshot and Harley Quinn were like, no, dude, stop. So that's the one point I will give it that. Now, were some of the boss battles underwhelming? Mm-hmm. Maybe. Now, here's the thing, Taladia. I recently replayed the game for a second time. Yeah. I know some people were upset that like the boss battle for Batman was just shooting him, but they're forgetting the beginning part where you had to sneak around. I know you remember that part because it gave us a big trouble when we were playing through the game, but that is part of the boss battle. So it's not like it's just shoot him.
But that boss fight for Batman, my God.
Honestly, the Superman one was harder for me because I had to hit him.
Well, the Superman one, obviously, you had to jump around. But the Batman one, my God, the fear one. Just that one piece of the boss fight was, like, so annoying. Mm-hmm.
It was. It's easier when you're playing a single player, but it's like, you know what I did? I took the Joker to the Batman experience, and he has unique dialogue for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
I saw that on YouTube. I've seen
going to this. So in terms of the Batman scene, what people don't like is that the way Arkham Batman died is that he got basically executed by Harley Quinn.
He got Order 66.
That's the best reason. Now again, ignoring the whole, this is probably not the real Justice League. Let's just take this at face value.
Yeah.
So I could see that per se, that they didn't want Batman to go out in that way. Now, counterpoint, earlier in the game, when they like have the hologram of Batman and he's going through his contingency plans and then he has a final goodbye to the Bat family, that's really Conroy's Batman's last goodbye. So there is that. Yeah. But so, I mean, to be sure, I could tell that. Now, the other thing I think why people thought it was disrespectful was because this is the first time we got an Arkham Justice League and people were like really hyped about that because remember, in Night, they reference the Flash and Superman, and I've heard Wonder Woman. I haven't really been able to verify that, but the point is,
there was It was just a build. I think it was a building or something that referenced Wonder Woman.
I think it was the Wayne Industries logo was like the Wonder Woman double W.
Yeah,
but yeah, I could see where they're coming from, and to be clear, they are right on some things. Now, so that's where they got disrespect. That's where it's perceived to be disrespectful. And to be clear again, in some ways you're right, because yeah, there are certain parts that I'm like, yeah, I don't like this. Or it could just be, maybe it's not necessarily disrespectful. It could be just bad storytelling. That's
I mean, remember, this game has been in developmental hell since 2016, 2017. You gotta remember, this is the time when WB were like, okay, we're gonna make different games now. We're not gonna do Batman. Rocksteady were like, okay, we're not gonna do any more Batman content. We're gonna focus on some other characters, right? And they were chasing trends. WB, Warner Media were chasing trends. Remember, this was Warner Media's decision, not Rocksteady's decision to do the live service thing.
Yeah.
Because it was the clown table, specifically the clown table, to put that into administration.
And you know what? Because you mentioned the company from hell, I might as well bring this up.
Yeah, it's like at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry, Jared.
No, it's all good. But so continuing on, now, see, yeah, the live service thing is really where, because I think most people could have gotten through that if like the live service was not the issue, because it was just a solo single player game. Now, the other thing to go into, like, let's go into like how we would do it.
Yeah.
Let's say I have to keep the story the way it is.
Yeah.
I put more hints in there that this isn't the real Justice League, like more explicit beyond like a thumb or a thing. Like Lex could say that, like, oh, their organs are on the wrong sides of their bodies, because as anyone that's like the movie Justice League Christ on Two Earths, that's how Superman knew that Lex was not from his Earth. He's like, your heart, your organs are in the wrong sides of your body.
Yeah. Here's what I would change.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah, go ahead.
The gameplay.
Yeah.
The gameplay. Definitely the gameplay. I would not make it a shooter-based game. I would have each individual character have their very unique style. Mm-hmm. So Harley Quinn has an Arkham combat system from the Arkham Knight game. Deadshot, obviously, is a shooter, so I would keep that what it is currently in the game. King Shark is the brawler type. He's the brute. He's a tank guy, so he would use his fist and his fins. And he would have the slashing thing. I would just keep that.
Or what you can do, it's like if you want to have a gear thing, you can have his gear as like other jaws. So like you can have kryptonite jaws, because he does do that in the animated movies.
Yeah, I would do that.
Arguably, and I was having this conversation with Nick, the only three characters that justifiably could have guns are Deadshot, Boomerang, and Harley.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put Boomerang with a big like SMG or one of those guns, right? Probably a shotgun, but that's pretty much it. You get away with a shotgun or a pistol, yeah. So he would that'll be my thing. I wouldn't, you know, basically make all the characters shooter, because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. For most characters, one thing I would do, I would put in more unique like boss battles, so it's not like you just shoot the members of the Justice League. Like you have to do more stuff. Like with Flash, at least you have to like charge up your speed thing, and then that like helps you fight him. And with Green Lantern, that was fun because you shot his constructs and that weakened his shield. But if it's like with like Superman, where it's just you stun him and then you shoot him, I think that was a little anticlimactic. Like maybe you have to lure him towards like some kryptonite, like they set a trap with some gold kryptonite this time, because green kryptonite doesn't work, and then you like trap him in there, and then you all get into a brawl with him.
But here's another thing I would change.
Yeah,
I would make the story last a little bit longer.
Yeah,
I would make the story a little bit longer. I wouldn't make it like how you know how it is right now.
Yeah, because it kind of ends abruptly, which again, that could be just them teasing the life service. But the problem with that is that it doesn't make sense that it would end. What I would do, honestly, since we're not doing life service, just make it where the final boss battle is Brainiac. That's it. You're done. Don't bring in the multi-Brainiacs or the 13th Brainiacs. What I want to do, like the Justice League or like Mind Control, they're brought back to Brainiac's ship. You break them out, and then you team up with the League to fight Brainiac.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the change I would change. I would make the Justice League playable at the end.
Yes. What you could do is the Lego Batman game, they had like an entire sequel campaign that you could play when you unlock, when you beat the main one, where you play as the Justice League. Do that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like how Lego Supervillains, how that was, right? The campaign was Lego Supervillains was basically you play as the villains, and then after the campaign, you got to play any character you want to do. Now, here's what I would change though. I would obviously make the Justice League playable towards the end, like, you know, the 13 Brainiacs or whatnot. But this is setting up the Justice League game that they plan to do in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Because here's what I truly believe. I truly believe Rocksteady should do a Justice League game or a Green Lantern game or a Flash game next.
I think more of a Justice League game, because here's the thing. They proved that they can do a multiplayer game, because at least when you can play with friends, Suicide Squad is really fun. So they have that down. It's just that they have to make those tweaks that we were recommending for the Justice League game, like not have it be live service, and then you have something going there.
I mean, I think WB will backtrack on the whole live service thing.
Oh, I reckon. They got so much backlash from that.
They got too much backlash, and they know that if any future games don't do well and they don't make numbers, they don't make gangbuster numbers, they don't reach the pinnacle like how Hogwarts Legacy was, it's going to basically say to them, no, we can't do that. I mean, yes, you want to make money. I get it. Warner Brothers, I understand you want to make money, but the thing is, paid DLC
that come out after the game.
Paid DLC.
Map pack, because Halo used to have it where like a couple of months after the game came out, you could buy map packs and stuff.
Or a roadmap, how Assassin's Creed is doing.
Mm-hmm.
A proper roadmap where the DLC is paid for. I think it's paid DLC, or even Destiny, how Destiny is with their DLC. If you do a roadmap like that, and you have to pay for the DLC, you earn revenue, and that's the way to do it.
And you can occasionally release like skins if there's a movie coming out. You want to promote that? Release a skin pack for like a movie.
Exactly. Yeah. You see, this is why I think it's not the studio's fault the way way things are landed. I think this is the full blame is on WB, Warner Brothers Games. Mm-hmm. And the higher-ups not looking at the bigger picture here and realizing that Suicide Squad, even though Suicide Squad is a shooter, is a game for superheroes, but it's not what the fans needed, really. It's not the fans what people asked for, because nobody really wanted a shooter-based game. Mm-mm. People wanted something different. We've just had Gotham Knights, which is a similar game to Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. And that as well, that was another thing too, where Gotham Knights literally failed because the fact is they took live service elements out and it was lackluster in content. Suicide Squad
combat system in Gotham Knights is pretty clunky.
I would say Gotham Knights combat is okay. It wasn't
compared
bad.
To the Arkham games, because it doesn't flow like the Arkham games does.
It doesn't flow. It wasn't supposed to be flow for the Arkham games. It was supposed to be similar to Assassin's Creed. That's why it's supposed to be compared to. But the way I see it is that Rocksteady's got like one opportunity. Like I spoke to Miller. Like I did a big interview with Miller, and he told us about the DLC stuff, and he told us about all these different things.
He also brought up why they're probably not going to just shut down the game early, because that's them admitting that they can't do live service after they made a big push for live service.
Yeah. They're not going to shut down the studio. A lot of people are saying, they're going to shut down the studio.
No.
No, they're not going to shut down Rocksteady.
The PR nightmare for WB that would happen if they shut down Rocksteady even after like Suicide Squad.
You kidding me?
I mean, the thing is, if they shut down Rocksteady, that's a big problem they're going to have going forward now. Like, who are you going to depend for making DC games? Like, you can't just depend on Monolith and WB Games Montreal. Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the way I see it, but back to Suicide Squad, I just think the way things were handled was mismanaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had four years to basically get this game out. And simply what they could have done is change the gameplay mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Within that four-year period, you could have changed it easily.
It was even delayed an extra year. They could have used that and said, take out the live service and make it not online only.
No, they didn't. No, I think the live service thing wasn't the problem. I think the shooter base was the live service.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
The shooter base aspect was the problem, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it wasn't a shooter base game, I think people would play it even more. Because it'd be different, it'd be unique styles for different characters. Deathstroke would have his sword.
At the very least, they could have made it so like no two characters can use the same guns. Like Harley can't use a minigun. At least do that. Captain Boomerang can only use shotguns and pistols. He's the only character that can use shotguns and pistols.
The pistol, yeah. And King Shark can use his fins and his strength, basically.
Or if you have to have guns, he's the only character that can have a minigun.
Exactly, yeah. But because
were ways they could have fixed it. The problem is because there's no reason Harley Quinn jumping around the way she does can lug around a minigun.
And you know what? They could have still copied the Arkham combat for Harley Quinn. And
they could have. Because you play as Harley in Arkham.
Yeah, you play as Harley in Arkham Knight. It's like they could have easily copied that. And you could
have... funny? You played as a shooter character in Arkham Knight. You get to play as the Arkham Knight / Red Hood. So it's not like that you couldn't play as a shooting character before.
Yeah, it's like... But the thing is, I don't fully blame Rocksteady on this. Mm-hmm. I think this is Warner Media and Warner Brothers Games thinking, okay, what's making trending right now? And what was trending? No, it wasn't Fortnite. It was Destiny 2, The Division. Those two games were trending because they were live service and those games were doing well. Fortnite came out in 2017. So thinking about it, they wouldn't have had the thinking being back then, right? But we got to remember, right? When Rocksteady had the IP is when WB Montreal lost the IP for the Suicide Squad game. Remember that. Because when WB Montreal were making the Suicide Squad game back in 2015, 2016, it didn't go ahead because they wanted to have the Arkham engine in it. That would have been great, right? But because it didn't go ahead, they gave the IP to Rocksteady, and WB Montreal got something else instead. And this is why...
Which is kind of funny. It was in Arkham Origins where they teased the Suicide Squad, so that would make sense.
Yeah, it would make sense, right? But I think the big payoff is we are getting Deathstroke, and we are getting something awesome.
According to Meller, and by the way, I'll link to your interview with him in the description.
Yes.
You guys should check that out. There's a lot of great information. The Justice League are coming back. Big surprise!
Yeah,
we'll find out about that. To a certain degree, I think a lot of the hatred for this game was a lot of like reactionary, like, oh my gosh, they're doing that, instead of just letting the story be told. Because there are a bunch of people that have actually been very vocal and saying, I'm waiting a year for the entire story to come out so then I can play it.
It's like I said, I think the way I see it is they're going to have this 1 year support and then that's it, pretty much. They're going to focus on the next game. Now, it depends if it's a multiplayer game or a single player game. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because here's the thing. Rocksteady isn't going to post another like roadmap or anything. I don't think we're gonna get that.
I think pretty much. Actually, we might get one more when season. I think we'll get a roadmap per season. Then we're done, and then the last one will say like
final battle. But let's transition the conversation to making the game respectful. Like, the other thing that I would do, I would have changed Batman's death, because I could definitely see how, like, Batman just being like, boom, executed. That for this iconic Batman, that is kind of stupid. It's not really, like, to me, it's not disrespectful. It's just plain dumb. So what you could do, and Comic Storian had this fantastic idea. So you make it so Batman and Wonder Woman escape from Brainiac's ship. Batman is teaming up with you to fight the Justice League, hence why it makes sense with the whole contingency plans. Yeah. And he at some point, Superman attacks, and he sacrifices himself to save you against Superman.
So something like Final Crisis, maybe?
Something like that. Yeah, have Batman sacrifice himself heroically. That's the thing about Wonder Woman. She sacrificed her life heroically. If you gave that to Batman, I don't think you would have so many people pissed off.
No. It would have definitely saved the moment, and I think a lot of people would be like, yes, this is a very good cutscene, and it would have been more respectful that way for the death of Batman. Even Wonder Woman, like, I don't think Wonder Woman was disrespected either.
No.
I think the way she went out was like very heroic and very awesome way. Right.
And you notice that they hinted about Super Wonder being canon to the Arkhamverse. I'm like, this universe is awesome.
Yes. But I wonder, Jared, I wonder, because I'm going to make a video about this or a live stream, is what will Warner Brothers do after Wonder Woman? Because you got to remember, Wonder Woman Days, a Wonder Woman
game. If that game comes out at this point.
I mean, what they got planned up after that is like, is it going to be another?
Honestly, Superman, I would go Justice League. I would go Justice League. Prioritize the Justice League game, because that's one, that and a Superman game are like a few of the things that like people have been requesting for so long. If you give us one of those two, I think you're going to be, particularly if it comes from Rocksteady and it's good. I think because here's the thing, Rocksteady took a reputational hit in the eyes of the fans with this game. There's no way around it. So Rocksteady has to come out with something big that will earn some love back. So I think if they do Superman or like
Justice League,
which is why I say don't cancel the game. Let them at least get the Justice League back to life so you can set that up if you want to have it be in the Arkhamverse.
Yeah, definitely. I think what could be the next game, though, because I think this is something pinnacle. It's at the end of the 13 Brainiacs, right? They set up the Justice League game, but they set up also the villain for the next game.
What?
The next villain for the
another Brainiac?
No, Darkseid.
Okay, that could work.
And you set up Justice League Darkseid War or Justice League War.
No, you call it Justice League Darkseid War. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, right?
Each of the boss battles are like the female Furies.
Yep, boss battles, female Furies.
And DLC, you get to play a Darkseid campaign.
Yes. No, because Darkseid will be the main campaign.
No, I mean, for DLC later, you get to play as Darkseid.
Oh,
and okay, conquer okay. an Earth or something like that. Like you that'd basically get cool. It's in the multiverse, but it's not in any way connected to the Arkhamverse Earth. It just shows like what was Darkseid doing previously. He was just slaughtering planets.
Because the way I see it is, Rocksteady can make a comeback from this.
Yeah, right? They can
make a comeback from this. They can easily show that look, even though we screwed up on Suicide Squad, yes, it wasn't to your guys' taste. Yes, it wasn't for the fans. And yes, we kind of did, you know, screw up the idea that, oh, we killed off each individual, you know, Justice League members. But we can always bring them back. And the fact is, we could do a Justice League game, set that up for Darkseid, and set up a Darkseid War event. And furthermore, they could use the New 52 storyline and put that into the Arkhamverse, right? And I know, Jared, before you say it, I know exactly what you're gonna say, right? This would take place of Jim Lee and Scott Snyder's run.
Wait. Jim Lee and Scott Snyder did not work together on Darkseid War.
Well, sorry, Jim.
That was
sorry,
Jeff Jim Johns and sorry. Jason Fabok.
Jim Lee and Jim Lee and Geoff Johns. The Jim Lee and Jeff.
In terms of that run, yes, I would be totally fine with that. Plus, Superman, Wonder Woman together, and you can have flirty dialogue when you have them in your party together.
And you know how what this could set up is Rocksteady setting up, like with WB Montreal at the secondary studio, a Super Wonder game.
Yes. There you go. I like that.
And it takes place. So we got Action Comics Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3 from Grant Morrison. You use mm-hmm. those runs, and then you use Superman Unchained as your backup
or
story.
You just, for the Super Wonder game, just adapt Superman Wonder Woman from by Charles Sewell from the New 52, where they fight Zod and Feora.
But you understand where I'm coming from,
no,
right?
I know what you're going for, and I like it. I like it. That's a good run.
Because you know exactly what I'm saying is because Warner Brothers needs a win right now. Mm-hmm. With Suicide Squad, you know, how they can be more respectful is like bringing them back, get you to play, you know, test the waters, as they so-called say it, where you get to play as the characters in a confined area. Like Miller said, potentially we could be playing them, maybe, or play alongside them. You mm-hmm. know, like you said in my live stream, I think you'd be testing the waters just to see how fans react to it.
To play, I think. Play, it could show them logistically we could make a game where you play as the Justice. Because that's the other thing. Opposed to playing as... Because here's the thing, and Miller said this on the stream, and I think Nick said this at one point. They could have looked to the Avengers game, not done what made it bad, but that game managed to like have like the team dynamics and having really ultra powerful characters really well, so they could use that kind of as a model. Suicide Squad should have been, because Hulk is not running around with a machine gun.
No, but you understand where I'm coming from, right? Yeah. If there was a Suicide, because we got a Suicide Squad game, they could have really changed the landscape of that game, really, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You were 5 years ahead of Avengers. Mm-hmm. 5 years ahead of Avengers, and you could have easily done a different dynamic for that game. Could have made it more respectful. Could have, yes, I don't mind the fact that we've got evil Batman, evil Superman. I don't mind that. That's no problem. Yes, we've had it before in the Injustice games. But the fact is, this would be the first time that Kevin Conroy, obviously the first time Kevin Conroy is doing an evil Batman in video game. But I would have definitely implicated a Flashpoint protocol.
I got an idea. Here's what you could have done. Keep the storyline of Suicide Squad kill the Justice League intact until Brainiac, until you kill Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
Stop the Suicide Squad part of the game there. You wake up, you're playing as the Justice League, waking up on Brainiac's ship.
Right.
Because you know how, like, Brainiac, whenever you kill a Justice League member, he picks them up and brings them back to the ship? Let's say he just heals them. One of them escapes and frees the others. You're playing as the Justice League.
So you wouldn't be playing as Suicide Squad?
Nope. Suicide Squad is just the first half of the game. The second half is you're playing as the Justice League.
Ooh, that would be very interesting, Jerry.
Can you imagine the fake out? Actually, Batman does not die. You get to play as him.
That would be interesting. I'm not going to lie to you. I think a lot of fans would play that.
You don't tell anyone, though. You make them think that that's it. And then
would it be a live service?
It's obviously not live service, because here's where the Suicide Squad part stops. You ready?
Yeah.
When they high five and they get brought up to Brainiac's ship, stop it there. Then cut to Batman escaping from his cell. He frees the other League members and they save the Suicide Squad from Brainiac and teleport them back to Earth and say, "We got this."
You know what? That would have been more fun, because
there you,
know
you go. Did. Can you imagine in a game where you kill the Justice League, you're actually playing as the Justice League?
That you know what would have been even more epic if they made the Justice League members playable as the DLC content.
That would have been cool too.
For the roadmap, right? That would be the ultimate twist, right? And that would have got people playing the game, like.
Yeah, if you had said how about this? Just make it so when you defeat each member of the Justice League, they are unlocked to play as for the rest of the game.
Exactly. Yeah,
because I guarantee you, no one's gonna be playing as a Suicide Squad at that point.
Yeah, the fact is, we spent We spent a full week, by the way, guys. We're going to mention this. We spent a full week trying to get up to level 35.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? We spent a full week for level 35.
That's the other thing. Don't do that. Don't make me grind in order to actually play the mission. Let me play the damn mission.
I think for every season that they're going to do, it's going to be level 35 for every single. Because I asked Miller this. I reckon that's going to be the same thing.
Well, at least they make it easy to level up. All you got to do is go to Killing Time and you're good to go. Because I like shot up with my level through playing that.
Yeah, same here. And here's another thing too. It's like both me and Jared agree on this term. Yes, the DLC looks cool. Like you got Mrs. Freeze coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the Mr. Freeze that we got from the Arkhamverse. It's a different different Freeze, but we got Deadshot's daughter as a DLC character, which by the way, she's a streamer, which is I find it hilarious that we're getting.
She's like, comment, subscribe.
People are gonna say compare it to Screwball. I guarantee you.
As soon as you asked that, I was like, oh god. But and by the way, it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
The Freeze part is where they start bringing back the League members, I believe. So it's like, we're practically there. Once we're past Deathstroke, by the way, I find it really funny. How much you want to bet the whole retcon of the story where Deathstroke has been killing Brainiacs? That's Rocksteady. After the game didn't do well, they're like, cut the 13 Brainiacs thing short. They're like, just have Deathstroke be killing Brainiacs.
Yeah, have Deathstroke kill Brainiacs, and then they set up the Justice League game or whatever it is they got coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
That would actually get people hyped.
Because can you imagine? Here's the plot of the Justice League game. They have to earn back the public's trust because they were super villains last game.
Yeah. And I'm pretty much Jared. Like, I don't know if you know this, right? But in the Arkhamverse, it's pretty much New 52 lineup.
I know. In terms of the league, yeah. Except for it was Hal Jordan instead of John Stewart in the comics. But I'm fine with that because I love John Stewart.
Yeah, and plus he's a more popular character than
honestly. Hal. Yeah, he is kind of more powerful than John because of the show. In terms of how many I would stick with 4-player co-op for the Justice League game and have it so you can like swap in and out. So like if one of them wants to play as like Wonder Woman, you could have Superman and Wonder Woman and no one else.
Yeah. And you know what would also be cool for this game?
Hmm.
Is the fact that we get skins, paid skins, by the way. Paid skins.
For the Snyderverse.
52, Snyderverse, New 52, Post-Crisis. Dawn of DC. What else is there? Kingdom
Death
Come.
Of Superman with him in the black suit. Kingdom Superman, Come. That's another good one. Electric Blue Superman.
There you go. You got it right. What about this
Rebirth Wonder Woman? New 52. God of War Wonder Woman. For Kingdom Batman, Come. You can have the Rebirth suit. You could have the new 52 suit. You could have the freaking Hellbat suit. That's the final boss battle to fight Darkseid. You get to play as Batman, and he's beating the crap out of Darkseid with the Hellbat armor.
Yeah, and this, you know, by the way, guys, I know we're pitching these great ideas. It's just that Warner Brothers won't ever listen to us, but we just thought, you know what?
DC doesn't listen to good ideas. If they did, Superman would not be with Lois Lane.
Why did you say that name?
Yeah, I had to. It's kind of my thing. But for the rest of the stream now. So let me ask you this, Claudia. So
yeah.
Now, Miller said something very interesting on that stream.
Yes,
he said and talking about how they're gonna bring back Wonder Woman, and he said maybe they'll tie into Monolith's Wonder Woman game. Now, if they did that, what they could do, because a leak came out like a couple of months ago, the way they're going to bring back Wonder Woman is that she respawns on Themyscira and has to get back. What if that's the plot of the game? It's her trying to get back to Man's World.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. How would you bring back Wonder Woman?
through the Wonder Woman game, I think mm-hmm. that's the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Do an origin story for that.
Origin story, or like showing her like waking up on the island. She's like, "How did I get here? Cal killed me," and then she just goes through, and then the end of the game is like she steps through a portal and she's back in the Arkhamverse. Or, you know, yeah. likely it'll probably be, what they could do is just make it so it's a multiversal Wonder Woman. The other thing is, though, because she's the daughter of the gods, it could be just like Zeus took her soul up to Olympus and then she comes back. Or that's the Justice game. They're bringing back Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
That would be actually pretty cool.
But I was going to say this, right, Jared? The Wonder Woman game sets up the origin story from the Arkhamverse.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, Jared, right? So they reintroduce her. And if you think about it, I know it's a crazy idea that, you know, they connect it and all that. But the Nemesis system goes a long way for Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So for what Miller said on that stream, you know, I'm just like, yes, definitely go ahead with that, right? Go ahead with it, connect it, and you know, you could set up an interconnected universe, right?
That's a fantastic idea, because you already have an interconnected movie universe, and this is better. If you have a separate universe just for the games instead of trying to plug into the movies, that's better. Plus, I don't think Marvel has done that. They tried to with the Spider-Man Marvel, representing the Avengers.
Marvel are actually doing that with Insomniac.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying if you do this, you could actually beat them to it.
Oh, if they do like different studios, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This would make sense. Interconnect with each studio, connect the Arkhamverse. This would actually get the studios to work on individual stories, right? You could have Gail Simone working on the Wonder Woman. You have Scott Snyder worked on the Gotham Knights game, right? And then you could have had Grant Morrison working on the Superman game.
Yeah. And they enter the story. And then, like, and then what you can do is, like, the big crossover is the Justice League game.
Yeah, it's like... But you know what I mean, though, Jared, right? Like, they mm-hmm. could easily connect everything, and it could be looped back to Suicide Squad. It could be looped back to the Arkhamverse. But the one thing I will say, Rocksteady should do a Flashpoint.
And reset the timeline.
And this
that
would set
could
up
be the Justice League game. It ends with Flashpoint.
No.
At the end of Darkseid War.
No.
Go ahead.
So at the end of the Suicide Squad, the 13th Brainiac, you do the Flashpoint paradox, right? You do the Flashpoint thing, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
And then it's basically a new 52 universe.
Oh, yeah, because then Suicide Squad is not canon anymore, so you don't have to worry about anything set up in that game.
Exactly, and then what they could do is another Batman game. They could have connect the Wonder Woman game to...
And they could recap Batman easier.
Yeah, and you could redo the Batman game, basically, and you wouldn't need to worry about, oh, can we get Mark Hamill to do Joker? No, you wouldn't need to worry about that. You could have had somebody else to come and do Joker, and there's your gateway through, basically, to get back into doing different IPs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And connecting them, so to say, right? Because the thing is, Suicide Squad was the biggest flop, I think, in DC history, I'd say. The biggest flop
in the games, I think so. I think with, like, James Gunn and everything doing, like, the Suicide Squad movie, so they were trying to, like, ride on that hype, but the problem is, it didn't work.
The thing is, they should have done is looked at what IP is hot right now.
Yeah.
What IP is hot?
Justice League.
Yeah, Justice League is hot, right? But here's the thing. With Superman being hot for next year, as James Gunn's quotation, the summer of Superman, mm-hmm. you might as well do a Superman game. You might as well put that out there. You might as well do the Wonder Woman game. And here's the thing. If they're not going to connect it to the Arkhamverse, connect it to the DCU.
Again, I'm not a big fan of the games tying into the movies, but I see what you're saying there. Honestly, just do Flashpoint and then
and then just wipe it and just say, or just, I mean, I was going to say they could just come out and say, oh yeah, Suicide Squad is actually not in the Arkhamverse and just decanonize it, because that's part of why a lot of people were upset, because this is how the Arkhamverse ends. That's why I'm against doing like a Batman prequel story, because yeah, it would be cool and stuff, and it would continue the story, and you don't necessarily have to use Conroy. But the problem is that then people be like, we know where this goes. Batman gets shot in the head by Harley.
But here's the thing. You do Flashpoint, when you do another Batman game, you use Roger Craig Smith and continuation from Arkham Origins.
You could. Yeah, so that works. That could work. In other words, there is a way forward where they could do this.
Yeah, there is a way forward to do things for the Arkhamverse, and there's a way forward to do, you know, to continue things. So we'll leave it at that.
Well, the problem is I don't think WB is going to go for it, but I think it's a good place to leave it. What do you guys think? How would you make Suicide Squad respectful? And don't do it is not an acceptable option. You have to actually use the game. So anyway, we'll see you guys later. Stay heroic. Remember, Lois Lane is Lois Lane.
And Zoas.
General Zod. Zoas for life. And Maxibat for life.